beginnt gerade da mit sech des Chagige der Abdal beginnt man aber beginnt das Master beginnt der Gemara dem im Kulu or maybe that he will retract from them all and that is because Tais explains the Gemara's question. Mirmin, do we say the Kibin Mikir the Domilahai since the tearing of the clothing which is similar to the one of Nab and Mashanois and Lois, so how the baby retracts from that? So Gamli enough. So therefore the other ones also the Chashim had the Mikir that was also counted in that same list with the one of tearing. Like going out at night and sleeping in the cemetery, how the baby may be tracking that too. Maybe only from this one because that's similar to that one. That was the Gemara's question, would answer the taker. The next says, Matzah begins the Gemara's a churcha. It says with the chav sofit, the end of chav. So churcha, that's loyalty to Madregas, that's excluded the tum to Ben Madregas. Now, Yishalmi by, and Yishalmi they ask, Ma, Rabbi Yehuda ben Dragon's word, Rabbi Yehuda said regarding Dragon is, why, what's Rabbi Yehuda? Okay, the Shemayin Elay, we hear from him, the matter that he permits, the Mechan Lav Shashabas. Meaning, the Gemara tells us regarding Mitzah Milam, that Safak and Dragon is, you can't be Mechal Shabbos to do the Bismila. Be the permits on Dragon is, the Mechal Shabbos to circumcise him. So the Yishalmi is, question is, what would Rabbi Yehuda permit regarding that Dragon is, is that because he holds Andragonus is Zachar? So therefore, the Rabbi Mitzvah Riyah would also hold that he's Chavriyah? Or not? So Yerushalmi says, Neshmanim and Adah. Let's learn from this in our Mishnah, where he said, everyone's Chavriyah except Chavriyah because of the Tum of Andragonus. Now, Birchim and Davai, Bashim Yehuda Omer, he says, Afasuma, also Suma is Pata from Riyah. So he says, well, let's buy Nash Omar Af. Wouldn't you say that also? El Dahaba Moida Al Kadmaisa Bechulu. In other words, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says, afasuma, that he says also, sounds like that he's admitting and agreeing and adding on to the Mishnah that you're pater from Andragonus. So you see that he holds that, yes, Andragonus would be pater. Now, but that seems to be a contradiction. Granting Mila, he considers Andragonus like a Zachar, and therefore you allow him Chal Shabbos to be this Bris Mila, but regarding the year, Yehuda seems like he holds Andragonus is like a female, and therefore you're pater from Riyah. So Muki time of the Hassam, so Muki time, so the Shama explains the reasoning that it's different, because the Hassam Gabi Shabbos Dar Zachar. It says, V'oral Zachar, Shalayim of the Sa'al Lassai, which is expounding from the word Zachar, because you've just written Zachar Shalayim. So Ma Tamalem Oral, what are you teaching when you say Oral? That's telling you, if it makes this Oral, even if it's only a partial Oral, like Andragonus, which is only like a partial Zachar, still the Pasuk is telling us that Yechayev in the Mila. So therefore, like Gilai B'Michal Shabbos. The Bahalcha calls the Churcha, but the end of Chav is Prat, is coming to exclude the Tum of Andragonus. So each one has his own Gezeres HaKas, so they're telling us what the status of the Andragonus is, and never it's not a contradiction where one he treats him like a male and one not. Next test, Master begins with the Gemara, the Tum is Sveiku, but Tum the Gemara wonders, what do you mean, Mai from the Churcha? It's a Safik. Now, there's actually two ways of explaining the Gemara's question. That's two approaches we're going to have in Taisus. The Gemara says, it's a Kol Muti Sveika. Either the Gemara's question is, well, most definitely he's Potter, and therefore, where would you think that we may say that he's chayb, as Rashi explains? Or second approach is that actually it's not a bitmia; it's actually benichusa. It's a kol muti sveika. In other words, that we need a pasuk, this additional pasuk to exclude tumtum, meaning from zechorcha you're already excluding andragonus, so you can't exclude two things from the same pasuk. So for me, it's a kol muti sveika. You need a separate pasuk to exclude the suffix of the tumtum. So that's what Tais comes to explain. He says, "V'afak of the andragonus name seiku, even the andragonus is also a suffix." So what was the Gemara asking specifically on tumdum? V'alach mechayivi. Still, you would have thought to say that you'd be chayiv mitam miktas zechurcha because of the partial zachar that an andragonus had. And the Rashas, like the Gemara says, so this is like the second approach that we said. That the Gemara's question is. That, what do you mean? There's two, you would need two miyutim. It wouldn't be enough with one. And, so the question is, what do you mean? Andragonus is also a suffix. So he explains, you have Andragonus, I would have thought to say that he's chayim because he has partial zechurcha. So therefore, zechurcha, that would be excluding. But tumtum, what do you mean? That's possible that it is a total zachar. So if you want to exempt him, you would have to have another pasuk to have a bigger chiddush to say that even he might be a total zachar. Shlav b'mayit him. That was the Gemara's question. Now, the Girsa would be inami. Or another approach is that tumtum. Hoyal b'noshim b'turda is since women are exempt. Baha'i em isha haban. This is maybe a woman, which is really addressing the question about what this, and this is according to the first approach, that, what do you mean? A suffix, don't we say sarita es lachumra? No, we would have, by default, of course, exempted. We don't need a pasik. Kiyichet lo leisa chulun azara. They shouldn't bring chulun da azara. So that even if it's a suffix, it's unlike that of a dragoness, which he's definitely a zachar on some level, but a tumtum might be a mekeva, and that would be a problem. But being chulun da azara. So therefore, that's the most question about why would you need a mirror. Vincent says, "Matemi b'tez has to take a second look." He says, "If you're going to say, what do you mean beneath the bergman pelos namchol chesma base mafkinon mizacher and the kibbut shaleichu?" We learn that from the pesukim when it talks about the tumis that each one has, the discharge. That we learn that zacher vad in the kibbut dais. Each one, the zacher with his white and the kibbut with a red, has to be definitive. But like tumim and regnus, and tumim and regnus are not going to have either one of them. Now the question is, b'le parchmidi. How come the Gemara doesn't ask over there? In other words, why did the Gemara accept that answer? They didn't ask, what do you mean? But we said about here you need two psukim to mimai tumtum and regnus, according to the first approach from Taisus, and it's not enough with one pasuk. So why were they learning out from the same source? So Imhardi doesn't make a check. What do you mean? No, there's actually two psukim over there. That's Zachabad and the Keva. There's Mafaklami to the Quran, learning it out from the extra pasuk to tell us this idea. They're excluding tumtum and dragoness. And abul hacha lekelechadka. But that's the question. Here we only have one pasuk. But the churcha helkat yeshla ukma. That therefore the Gemara was saying as to the first approach to explain about dragoness. But tam dekama. And but that's what I asked him. But tumtum, where do you know that from? Well, hacha parchlo b'bucharis, and that's why the Gemara asks in bucharis b'perek aleilu mumin of mem alva mebeis. But Gemara debi shmol. Which the mission there is discussing regarding the firstborn that's a tumtum and regnus. So the firstborn animal. So we don't slaughter in the mikdash because maybe it's a female and it's not going to have kedushas b'char and it cannot be slaughtered out of the base of mikdash. Maybe it's a zochah and it does have kedushas b'char. And Shmuel says that a regnus could be slaughtered out of the base of mikdash. Why? Because it says en lecha mum gadol mizeh. There's no greater mum than this of being an actual regnus. So therefore that would make it permitted. Now the Gemara there asks. What's the reason Rishmol that permits you to slaughter on dragoness out of Beis Hamikdash? Is it because it's obvious to him that it's a bechor? It's just that it cannot be slaughtered in the Mikdash because it has a mumlay. In other words, that andragonus sveikahu, that andragonus on the one hand is that a bamum, or maybe sveikahu, or maybe it's a situation of doubt. So the Gemara says it's a kral mute sveika. Those are the words of the Gemara, and that's what Tais explained according to his. Last approach that he's going on, that's the word. You need a pasuk mitzvah tzveika. Emachem perik dam shchita and kris dam chafal manav gabe koi bresh perik bas dim dafayim dal manav. Meaning, as Tais explained, b'chol hanin lekarad rak mechad mechad dekra. Because all these you only had from one pasuk, and you don't have an extra pasuk tam to exclude out tum and regnus. That's what the Gemara is asking. All these places, you need a pasuk mitzvah tzveika. Not rhetorical, but with benichusa. And you don't have. That's again according to the second approach of Tais. That you don't really it's taking out the word me, and you don't have the negizah me itzrich. No itzrich. That's what the Gemara's question is also over here. That yeah, you need another pasuk for tum to my dragoness. Now it's possible to explain what's brought in the paragraph on Yevamot to pay alvim and alv. Kamer Reb Shimon says that andragon is zacher machal b'truma. In other words, if a kohen is andragon, he's got married to Bas Yisrael, his wife eats truma. So here Reb Shimon holds andragon is definitively a zacher. That he says that it says hazacha, which is to lohiti tumtum adragonis, include tumtum adragonis. In other words, from kol bachar, where it says the male of your flock, exclude tumtum adragonis. Now that's difficult. We said just quoted a moment ago from the Koran Yavamas, tumtum adragonis is a definite zacha. You say the hazacha, rather that's an extra pasuk hazacha that's come to darshan, and Dragoness is a zacher, but we have the extra pasuk to be made from hazacha. Now, we're very coming to Bamatzi, and the first paragraph of Bamatzi, the Vizan Manav, we bring that Ha'asidi, when it talks about Maisa, says the tenth one. Hasiri Vadim Rechman Moly Safik has to be definitive in that situation of Safik. The way the Gemara doesn't ask, is a Kralamuti Safik that you need a pasuk to be made a situation of doubt. The Kulakor, you say Lachim, because actually the whole pasuk is extra for that. We already knew that this is extra and it's coming to exclude that of a suffix, and we're saying ha'asiri, that's telling you the that asir vadai, and not the situation of suffix. So they didn't have to ask this question. Now, Mishil Perikam of the Chulin, at the end of the first Perik of Chulin, of Chabez and Bez, Gabetchilis Hatziyub, Shabezeb, Shabezeb, Apostle. We have the Bnei Yaina, we have the Torim, that when it starts to turn goldy, so that's actually, it's too old for one, it's too young for the other one. Apparently, the Gemara has, it's a Chulin Mutisveka. You need a Pasik to exclude the situation of doubt. That's Mitern Bnei Yaina, from the term of Bnei Yaina, which Meman of Shach. Either way, you can fulfill your obligation. Because I caught and I got lahav, either it's the younger one or it's the older one. And when you bring both, so because lachad and can definitely be good for one of them. So and become a shmaygal yehi, and from the heaven it's revealed if it's older or younger. In other words, if you bring only one of them, so that's what's saying that there's a need to invalidate one of them and to validate the other one. So therefore, that's what Gemara is asking. It's for kol muti sreiko. But in every place where there is a suffix, we truthfully usually say that you need a pasuk might the suffix. And therefore, again, over here by us, by Sabbath Ram Dragonist, the Gemara asks, it's a kolomot yisveka. So it says, B'shem Rabbi Yitzchak ben Baruch, and the Gemara says, Ner Elo, that, and this was all according to the second approach of Tysus. Now Tysus comes to ask according to the first approach, that the Gemara's question was, Mi it's a kolomot yisveka. What it meant to say was tumtum, since it's a suffix, you don't need a pasuk mayit. You know, by default, that you can't make chun tazar. Please come to ask them that why? But yesh lahakshus, lace out tonight, why don't you bring it on stipulation? Then Moisha, that if he's a woman, we'll have it in double, that'll be the donation. The ones old, you cannot bring them, it doesn't yamtiv. Like a vilamacha, bring it the next day on the chalamay, the shabba adam, a vilaman, the metashlum, the rishon, because that works even according to one who holds it's making for the first day, because the bishmal, like we explained in the bezim and aleph, that it's not a problem that you weren't mechuy, because you were, you just couldn't bring it. The Yeshlem, what you can say is, the Mevatle Mismicha. The problem is, you're not going to be doing the Smicha that you have to do, because the women's carbon don't have Smicha. And you can't do, it would be a Vedic Kachim. So it comes in Mevatle from Smicha. Now, Bavgav the Smicha le Ma'akva, although Smicha is not really Ma'akim, Kadis of Yuma and Afhem and Allah, but Gamokam, like it's really in on the second carbon, still initially should not institute a carbon, they'll have a Smicha, they'll have a Smicha. Because now, like a Mashas, where Kishu Pesach, the Pesach, the Mavgav, the Hishin, the Pesach, you have five people, the carbon, the Pesach, they're mixed up, and then you find a warp by one of them, etc. And we, although you could bring it, you're just not going to do a Smicha, we don't let you do that initially. We can't compare this to Oral and Tamil that they do send the Karbana is become the Kamamatin land, so too later on we exclude Mishum Dechol Yesh maybe Yesh Babo, whoever could come, could bring. Blame Mishum Smicha, that's the only reason why we exclude him, and not because of Smicha. Why don't you say very simple? You exclude it because they're not going to be able to do Smicha. So it's Gemara, the cost of Gaber Bachigivu, because there the individual is an obligated person. It's just a lion, so to speak, that's crouching on them that doesn't let them do Smicha. Because that just prevents them from coming in. But they're Bachayuva. So therefore, that wouldn't be a reason to exclude. But this individual, the Tumtum, is not obligated at all. They may itzehu, because I could say that he's a woman. And therefore, maybe the person's not in the category of smicha at all. And therefore, they cannot bring a karma. I'm a hokoshli. But this is difficult to me. Because at least we should be able to resolve from him that obviously smicha has to be with all your strength. Because if it's just with your hands are just hovering over it, Laisa will listen, so bring it and stipulate and do smicha. Because this is Gemara asks later on the Ptezaim Beis, meaning if the whole problem is for Avodah Kachim, it's not really doing Avodah Kachim. So why don't we prove from here that that's what smicha is? Because maybe you could say, because the B'cholim might like Kra, still in all situations, the Pasuk might that from a Tumtum, and they're excluding even in such a situation that even on a stipulation, the one shouldn't bring it. The next test master begins with the Gemara Le'nitzcha, that this halacha of Evet Shein Meshucher is necessary in L'chesev L'chetz B'cher. And half slave, half free person, that even he is not Mechuyev in Riyah. Says Taisus, because V'lei Temet don't say the Koya L'Egzer Shavad L'Ala Me'isha, we're trying to say that that's a type of Evet that wouldn't be compared to an Isha, because it's not just the Ebed, there's also Ben Chayr. So it says, because now it's difficult, because the Lech Siv, it's actually on that Gezer Shavah that it says, Oichuv Shalei Nitin La, compares love, Chasav La Siv increases to the Meitzav and Oichuv Shalei Nitin La. Now, Mokil Ere Giv, Ashalech Rebekiva, and 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 Ashalech Rebekiva, of this woman, of the slave that we're talking about, that's actually half and half. So that's the one we compare to a woman. So why do you need to exclude her from helping the Adon Hashem? B'shem Tessiz, what you can say is, Mekamokam, still, that even though it's Yechal Tishav Echaz Bechar, but that Gzeir Shav of La is actually Mekamokam Atzad Abdis Ksiv. That was said in regard to the half of her, that's the Shivcha. Kenuch HaKorlek, it's obvious in the Pazir, Echosh Le'nitin La, and the Shivcha Charufa, on the fact that the words over there, or and her freedom of not given to her, which is that part of her that's still a slave. So therefore, but the part that's free, we would have to exclude from a Pnei Adon Hashem. But since this Akash, what difficult is Hach Mashma, here it sounds like Bechazi Eben, that partial slave, the Mishnah Achrein, according to the second version, that Beis Hillel retracted the Beis Hamid Echayim, that such a slave would be Chayim. Because we're going according to the first version, like it's obvious in previously Reish Machum, beginning of the Sugya, and the Beis, that we're going according to the first version. But in Gittin, beginning of Shalech, Lab, Membeis, and Beis, and Beis, we're going to the following question. Mishach has ever someone's half slave. Question Mishlech Knas. If let's say the ox gores him and kills him, is there going to be a penalty of 30 shkolim that it says in the Torah when a slave is killed? Or maybe not. And the question is, on the one hand, Shleishim Shkolim Yitin L'Adam HaMechon, the Torah says that 30 Shkolim should be given to his master, V'hai Odin Huen, this is his master, or do we say that no, because he's only a half of a slave? Now, L'fi Mishnah Achreina Koi, that's going according to the second version, because the Kamas, and the Gemara says, within my love, L'fi Mishnah Achreina, isn't this talking about, according to the Mishnah Achreina, that we have the Safik, and, but here in our sake, it's obvious to us that Mishnah Kohen only has one master, which is Hashem, and therefore it's Mechid Maria. So what's the difference over here? We consider that it doesn't have another master, and that's part of the question. So it says, you could reject this, because the Adkan L'Mechai B'Lehachah, where do you find over here that he's obligated in Maria? Because we can force his master, let him go free, so we're ready to consider him as free commander Shechad Domi. Well, also, but they give him the message that slave that's half slave, half free man, he died. It's like, oh, you know, so obviously it's revealed the Lahab Oim al Shukha, obviously, he's not ready to be freed because he's dead. You don't even have the Oimid to first think to be considered as if you have it. And therefore, it could be misupik that maybe it is considered like he has Obnacha. Now, but also, increase the increase of the Obnacha, Ben Yachad, the re answers in a different way. Which actually it's written in Erich in the beginning of the Beis of Meral of the Maschal Bir Mishra Shaina, that regarding Oyle Regal, he's not his master, because he cannot stop him from Oyle Regal to do his job, but he's still considered Odin, and therefore that would be the suffix regarding that of the Knas.